sorry she is.
What, for taking the money?
No, for...
Robert Reed can't... That's a lot of money, $10 for Robert Reed.
What, it's $1 an hour. It's $1 an hour.
Oh. Well, it's 76 for money.
No, but that would be $4 an hour if it was... What am I... No, no, it would be $10. Money? It would be $10 an hour is what it would be. Or $9.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say $10. You can really do $9. You'd be like, do you have any exact... I don't have exact change. Do you have any change? Okay, 3 hours, $27. Here's 30. You owe me $3. I wanted to make it up, and I thought if I can get $1 an hour from your dad, that would probably be a start.
Well, they talk about that. They talk about that. Like, is my dad paying you? She's like, yeah, but it was my idea. I was going to do it for nothing. And then it was like, I don't know. It worked. It worked. He convinced her.
I like his psychedelic light setup.
Yeah.
He just stares at it.
He obviously can't smoke pot or anything. His parents would have to sterilize it and put it in there.
What about the vape? Vape is healthy. It's not real smoke.
It's 76.
Smoke. They didn't have disposable vape pens back in 76?
No. That's very advanced technology that we possess. It is 2020.
Well, I think he just, like, he rolls joints in 76. Yeah. Maybe he just blows smoke out of his window back in 76, and that counts as safe.
Todd, are you puffing your immunities out the window?
Yeah, I'm going to show up tomorrow. He's rushing teeth at class. He's a sweet swim student.
Well, she was like, why are you always in shorts? And he's like, because it's so hot in here. And I don't know, he's trying to, like, wear regular clothes.
Except for class.
Yep. John Travolta hair, man. Nothing quite like it on this planet. Well, you
know, He's been telecommuting at school. He's sheltering at home with school. And it's 1976. The teacher caught him playing Pong.
He's sheltering in place and he was playing Pong? That's not cool.
Yeah. No, it was not cool. It totally caught him playing video games. It was Space War.
Okay, now he's all dressed up. It wasn't for school. It was for when she comes home. But she doesn't come over today. And that's going to make him mad.
Yeah, I told him, I knew he was going to do that. Right? I was like, he's not going to show up.
Yeah, look. It's 9:30 at night. She's not coming.
Oh, well. Better go to the hospital.
Yeah. So now it's another day, and she is coming over the next day, and now he's going to be all mad, and she's going to be like, but I got in trouble. I'm flunking out of school. I was held after. I was excuse. And he's going to be sympathetic because if she's doing bad in school, you know, I mean, it makes sense. She can't get into college if she flunks out, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, look, he's so mad. I can't finish sparring.
I'm hitting the heavy bag right now, Gina.
How did he, I've never seen that heavy bag before. He must have, like, just attach it to the ceiling.
He gets new stuff all the time. They just, immunify it. Put it in his cage.
What a cool... Hey, are you jealous, Carl, about his cool bedroom?
I didn't know I was so transparent. I really am quite jealous.
Yeah, No fair. Lucky. You're so lucky to have all that stuff for this immunity box.
Immunity box.
When the plastic bubble was a pop culture phenomenon. I mean, this TV movie was a sensation. And
it was a huge hit.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, that movie from like 2000s, The Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
Same premise.
It is.
Listen, no boy in the plastic bubble, no Bubble Boy.
Let's see. Bubble Boy, 2001. 2001. Yeah, that's song inspired the first song on the 1986 Paul Simon album Graceland. Whoop de doo!
It's the boy in the plastic bubble, right?
Bling, bing, 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 bling, bing, bling.
We're going to see the boy in the plastic bubble.
Oh boy, boy, bing, bling, bling, bling. I wish I could blow bubbles at you, bling, 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 bling. Oh, witty, witty witticism.
Did you hear the story? He's no longer invited to Saturday Night Live. Like, the last performance he did was, like, such a low ratings that NBC doesn't want him on anymore.
That's so great to hear. I love to hate on that guy.
42 years. Why? Tell me. Tell me your secret core. Are you an Art Garfunkel fan?
So, he wrote songs the quality of the Beatles. He really did. But the thing is, all of his masterpieces, they were sloppy, and they're always dark. They're dark. They're like the bad side of life. It's like he's a jerk, and he's gonna, this is the way I leave my lover. And I mean, it's always just a negative, like, selfish kind of vibe. Screw him.
Huh.
I am a rock. I am an island. It's like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little too.
Well, that's an interesting point. I never thought of it that way.
Well, I mean, pick another one of their songs. It could be Garfunkel, counting, they all come to look for America, right? It's melancholy instead of, it does swell your emotions, but in a sad way, Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was dreaming. I'm empty and hungry, and I don't know why. It's just like bad. Then he goes counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. They've all come to look for America. No, they haven't. I was on the Jersey Turnpike every day. It's a commute home.
Yeah, they were looking for an exit. They were trying to merge.
That's right. I didn't come to look for America. I came to look for a sip of scotch at the end of a long day.
Oh, is he sun tanning again? You missed him giving the white power sign. Okay, so.
What he's saying now is, look, you guys need to go away for a vacation. All you do is take care of me, and you don't do anything for yourself. Then he starts going, Dad, you look old. Mom, look at your dress. And they're like, whoa! Then mom drops a bomb.
What's that?
Mom
dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah, she's like, do you blame us for bringing you into this world? And he's like, what? I love this world. Do you guys blame yourselves? And they're like, yes, we do.
Wow.
Here it is.
We'll see you. We'll be off for vacation.
Well, they are going to take him up on his offer. Get me a nurse. Once again, money's no object. Get me a nurse and go on vacation. Now look, this is low budget. The power of their performances carries it.
What an actor.
It's a lot of talking.
Listen, just sweats hard. He's like the wise beyond his years. And his shirt is off. It's like the best of both worlds.
22.
He had a song, right? Didn't he sing a song? Like he had a hit?
You've mentioned that before. I don't know. For this movie research, I focused on the time in which it is, his era.
Right.
Now, there's Throw Mama from the Train.
And what's her name?
Ann Ramsey.
Wow. Not type. Ann Ramsey.
She's not also in The Goonies. That was her big. The Goonies was another big claim.
Yeah, that was her big thing.
The night was sultry. The night was sultry. Did you see Throw Mama from the Train?
Sons were brought. Throw Mama from the Train? I have seen Throw Mama from the Train. I see Strangers on a Train, which is.
Yeah, I would have never seen Strangers on a Train were it not for that movie, you know, Crisscross. Would it not be for.
Yeah.
Throw Mama. Now they're like, I think he wants us to leave so he can court his girl.
So he's going to survive by himself for the weekend?
With cool. the nurse. And I don't know if it's just the weekend, but yeah.
Oh, there she's there.
So she.
Oh, right.
I forget what she's all happy about. It's something like she got. Oh, yeah. Her report card came. She got an A in art and a B in everything else. And it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for you. And so he's like, let's celebrate. And she goes, we'll do anything you want. And then he gives her the sex look. And she goes, oh, Todd. So he's suggesting they go riding.
I really care about you.
Yeah, you're not enough to.
Like horseback riding?
But he, of course, can't. So he's just going to watch.
I'm not being craven or cruel to you. You're an inspiration. I thought my life is so bad. And then I said, wait. It's not as bad as Todd. And then I just felt so much better.
Right. And then I feel better that you're in this stuck here.
Lakeside View.
Malibu Lake. Magnificent
this
horse
is
you
after
got
the
there.
Flooding. This is now like a legit.
Yeah, this is a full, it's not the flooding. They made a dam, but it wasn't enough water to fill the joint. So now, then a heavy rain came 4 years later, like a serious rain for some reason. And it filled the lake for them.
That's perfect. By the way, that is one horse. People ask, it's a one horse engine.
How much horsepower on this puppy? It's just the one horse. Ah!
What? Just the one.
Now,
hey.
As you know, there's hardly any budget, but they did budget the horse. And the reason was the horse is now going to jump over the plastic bubble. It's like.
Really?
It's like a scary scene.
They couldn't afford a shark to jump over. They were going to jump the shark, but they couldn't shark, so they just jumped over Travolta.
Well, one thing that did not happen is this show. Well, of course, it doesn't apply jump the shark, right? It's if this was a sitcom. But no, this launched
right.
A lot of careers.
Well, that Diane and Highland.
Well, I mean, we already talked about the director, certainly, but also the writer. The writer went on to write Officer and a Gentleman, Blue Lagoon, and The Scarlet Letter. Of course, that was already written, right? That's a book. Douglas Day Stewart.
Oh, right on. Oh, Scarlet Letter. Yeah, that was a book.
Yeah, sure. That was a book. That was the Mr. Famous. You know, I thought he was from Colonial Times, but no, he only ever wrote. Now, look, she's drinking sherry. Watch the horse. It's going to jump over.
Drink the sherry.
So that's a big deal in the film. Like, I was so scared.
Yeah. What an ass. Listen, I got action. I didn't realize it was a bubble. I jumped over. I was just taking commands.
Well, it was Travolta's idea,
Wow.
and he's claiming right now he wasn't scared for 1 minute. He was telling her, like, ride around in a circle, go up and jump the canoe, come back as fast as you can. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, one of the T-Birds is here.
Oh, here goes Brett.
And he's in, like, his Hot Wheels car.
Anymore. They've been drinking.
He's like, so you're running off with bad boy, with boyfriend threat, huh? And now look what she does. Todd, put your face on the plastic wood floor.
Yeah, what for? I don't get hints well.
Mwah!
There's your money shot, ABC Movie of the Week.
It's kind of like a condom.
Yeah. Yeah. Ahead of his time, boy, in the plastic bubble.
Yeah. He had a dental dam. He made it up on the fly. We're home.
They call it the, oh, honeymoon. Our vacation was great.
In that van. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's their car.
The side of the road. Sure, he's a carpenter. Or a
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz already came.
Well, I mean, he like autographed pictures.
Right.
And that's what we got to see it on TV, and he's.
I guess the psychedelic lights weren't working, so you had to look at his Buzz Aldrin picture.
So they're like, we heard that a horse jumped over you, and he goes, no, she drinks alcohol. She drinks sherry, and she does.
Oh, he's so cool, that nurse. The nurse took care of him.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, he says, the doctor will let me wear a spacesuit and go to school for real. For realsies, Dad. For realsies, Dad. Here I am. I'm a teddy bear.
Oh, he's turning into the teddy bear. Interesting. Now, well put.
He's going to step out over into the real world now. It was the Dukes.
I did it.
Hi, future boyfriend. 18 years
Hi,
difference. My God.
I mean, mom. I love Robert Reed's hair. So curly.
Yeah. I guess it's a perm because in the Brady Bunch, he had that straight hair in the beginning. It's a perm.
This is like his natural hair. This is where he doesn't have the Brady Bunch perm on it. You know, he's just letting it go fro.
Okay, so he was in this television show in the 50s, which I didn't write down. And you could see he had this very straight hair. Same at the beginning of the Brady Bunch, straight hair. He was in Rich Man, Poor Man. He earned an Emmy for his nomination for the miniseries Roots, and he was a meanie in Roots, right?
I guess. Who else did he play?
He played, don't you remember? He played a slave owner. He played, you know, Kizzy. He was Kizzy's massa.
Yeah, I don't think I remember it.
Look at their crappy car, man. Why would the director choose this?
Why would you have that?
There's no.
This is like a state age of car. This is like a bicentennial bomb.
I just realized maybe they have the van because they have to often transport the bubble to and from the hospital.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's bubble friendly.
It's bubble friendly. It's an Econo line,
no
man.
Seatbelts.
Hey,
they're
yeah,
not
they're not
seatbelts.
Wearing seatbelts. Oh, that's dumb. That is so dumb.
It could injure the suit.
Now, this is William Howard Taft High School. The President Taft.
Wow.
Woodland Hills, California.
All right, time for school, son. I charged you up with the cigarette lighter.
Can I charge my vape pen off this? No, Todd. That will drain energy for your oxygen. Do not vape in school today.
This is 1976. It's a cigarette lighter for my cigarette.
What's this slip thing? It's USB. It looks like a Chinese eye.
Wow.
Now, the real-life Bubble Boy did do this once. He died at 12 years old. It's not the same story. But he did go to school with the outfit on. But he only did it one time ever. He felt like a freak.
I bet.
Inspired.
Dad's next to you?
Yeah, that's so embarrassing. Inspired by the lives of David Vedder and Ted DeVita, who lacked effective immune systems, severe combined immunodeficiency, SIDS, SCID.
Wow.
He did wear the spacesuit to school, only did it once, hating the attention. He died at 18 years old, DeVita.
Oh, that's depressing. But so wait, at this movie, does he die?
I should lie and tell you that and, jive you the whole time. But no, he does not die in the end. The end is like a beginning.
So they kind of, this is like kind of a false hope this movie has.
No.
Well, not false hope. Maybe not false hope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
It happened. Now, David Vedder totally questioned the film's depiction of how sterile Todd's spacesuit was. And later we'll see him walk right into the bubble with it. And he would contaminate the bubble, of course.
That's right. Yay.
Yay. No, now that woman is PJ. Now she will go on to be in Carrie, PJ's soul.
Yeah, sure. PJ Sullivan is a famous actor. She's in Rock and Roll High School.
She is right. In Rock and Roll High School. She's in Halloween, Breaking Away, Private Benjamin, Stripes. I remember her in Stripes.
Yeah, me too.
And cult classics, it says.
She's in the classroom of Gwen, the Plastic Bubble.
That's right. And so is Gwen, who's also a sweat hog, I think, sitting, the African American sitting. You see her now closest to the camera.
Sweat hogs in this movie.
Sweat hogs and grease. So Carrie, she shares Carrie with Travolta. He shares grease with Travolta. The other one shares Welcome Back Cotter with Travolta. And the director, of course.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we've done a Travolta movie on our show.
No, this will be the first, and it's the right one to do for your show.
Oh, he's done plenty of bad movies. I haven't Gotti. I haven't seen it yet.
There was that one he did in the 80s in which it was like a Russian, a fake American town in Russia.
Yeah, that's where he met his wife, Kelly Preston.
Uh-huh. Hi, I'll see you in Greece. I'm a T-bird. Hi, I don't go on to have a career.
We made fun of you on the beach.
Hi, I'm PJ. I'll get bigger. Hi, you know me. I see you on this show.
Hi, PJ. Yeah. We were just at the last set across the street in the other warehouse.
He's explaining about his contraption. Now, this film is in the public domain, Mike.
Oh, that's what a relief. Oh, so you're saying I could pump up the volume, the PJ Soul volume?
Well, before you do,
yeah, they,
It's a little unsure. Yeah. Okay, the film was produced by the TV arm of 20th Century Fox. It's copyrighted, protective, but for no clear reason, the film has been repeatedly bootlegged and openly sold in video and DVD companies specializing in public domain titles. And then on other places on the internet, it just says it's in public domain. So I'm kind of unclear.
Well, you know, it's such event television, because back then you didn't have ability to just watch it again. So
yeah,
maybe in 76, maybe there was video VCRs, but you know, you saw it once and that was it. Maybe
that was
it during the summer again.
It was on TV and then a second time. That's right.
Yeah.
When this movie hit the TV screens, he was on the cover of Tiger Beat.
Oh, sure. That was the March 76 issue.
Now, they're smoking pot on this Saturday night movie.
Oh, he can't hit it. He's all pretending he's high.
But he says he knows what that feels like, because he's from another planet called like Tremalflador or something, I forget. He makes a funny joke. And are you putting us on?
No, Tremalflador.
It was Thermopolis. Yeah. Thermopolis. I'm thinking of Kurt Vonnegut when I say Tremalflador. It was Thermopolis is where he's from. And they're like, are you for real? Some, like, half of them believe him.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're just dicks. They shouldn't be smoking pot in front of the boy in the plastic bubble.
Yeah, that's right. What dicks?
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's kind of cool you get to smoke in the middle of the football field.
Yeah, nobody catches you. He goes, did you know that people from Thermopolis are stronger than people from Earth? And he goes, so he makes a $10 bet that he can do like 10 push-ups with the clap. Thermopolis, he's doing the whole trip right now. You are from another planet. PJ's buying it. PJ's buying it.
It was really strong weed back in
76. Look, his hand is on her.
I got to take your girl.
Yeah. He goes, did you know we're stronger? You know, I'll bet you. There's a boy in the plastic bubble exhibit in Shenandoah, Texas. It's all the stuff from the 12-year-old who passed away. Yeah. David Vedder.
Yeah. It is really weird. I mean, I'm sorry to hear about it. But I'm more obsessed by this movie.
Oh, no. It's the one who died at 18. 18. So now they're doing the clapping. And I remember this scene from being a kid and watching TV. I don't know why I remember this scene. Probably because what happens next is he runs out of oxygen and it's scary. He could die.
Oh.
Look, he totally beat Putty from Greece.
I did it. Nothing's wrong with me. No comeuppance.
But he breathed a lot. And now an alarm's going off. He's like, I can't breathe. He's joking. That was not very graceful, but he would go on to do Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, right, yeah. One thing I like about Travolta is that every time he gets on the Academy Awards to present an award, he always has to, like, dance to the podium.
Yeah, you know, right, like, he does, yeah.
And coming up is John Travolta and some female, and he's like, has to dance with her.
So David Vedder saw this and said, if he ran in there with the spacesuit, then all the external germs from the spacesuit got in the bubble. This movie is bullshit.
Better disapprove. Thumbs down. Yeah, I mean, what's television for you?
Yeah, that's TV. Well, I mean, he's not wrong, but I understand why he takes it even personally. I mean, it's his. Now, look, here's another thing made Vetter really mad. He won the $10 bet, and he puts the $10 into the sterile environment. There. Yeah. You don't know where money's been.
So unrealistic.
This movie's bullshit. Now look, she's down there.
That's the swing.
She's sulking, kind of thing. She's not going up and saying hi to him and stuff.
Didn't we see that swing back in 1963?
Maybe.
Listen, remember the family saw the kids?
You're paying too much to continuity. I mean,
it's a modern day story. It takes place in present day 76.
So now she's like, present day. So now she's mad because you were clearly showing off for me and your crazy story and your push-ups. You don't have to do that kind of crap. You endangered your life.
Wow.
That's a heavy trip you laid on me, girl. What's that?
Yeah, but I was doing what you were saying. I was trying to impress you.
Is that what she said? I love you, Gina. So Mr. Brady died of colon cancer, but he had HIV at the time. Nobody knows how he got it. It wasn't like AIDS or something. He just had HIV. And he's a private person. Nobody knows how he got it. I'm sure he wasn't sharing needles, if you know what I'm talking about. And the doctor, I didn't like this. This pissed me off. I mean, the man died of colon cancer, but the doctor listed his HIV positive status among significant conditions that contributed to his death. On the death certificate, he put that. I really don't think that's fair. I mean, people always talk about your immune
system.
Right, that's what he died of. Okay, he had that. Okay, it's not relevant to his death. The thing is that people I forgot what I was going to say.
You got it.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, well, that pissed me off for some reason.
Come back to Earth, Carl. You could do it. Oh, this house was designed by Mike Brady, by the way.
Yes, sir, major HIV positive. Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, HIV is an immune. Cancer is your own body reproducing wrong. Like, it doesn't have to do with immunity, right? Your body's fooled into thinking it's another healthy cell. Do you understand what I mean? So if your immunities were great or zero, it wouldn't change the cancer. So how could it be a significant condition? The world will never know.
No. So we're pretty much, we have like 15 minutes left in this movie. So what more can possibly happen to Bubble Boy?
Well, what can happen is that Gina can get into college, and it's all because Bubble Boy helped him. And she's going to go Pratt University in Queens, New York, so she's going to go away. Right. So it's like a sort of melancholy time, and it's going to make him make a bold move.
He's going to become the resident advisor, and they're going to have a sitcom every week.
Right. And
Bubble
it'll
House.
Be right. Bubble House is what they're going to call it. Please stay back, 10
right.
feet.
Listen to my rules. This is Bubbles.
Now, this is a very,
like a movie.
This is a like, I love you scene. And they're going to kiss through the bubble and do light petting, like butt touching and
really?
Stuff. Yeah. I've always loved you. Yeah, it's good. It's healthy. The thing is, like, she never, I don't know, in the movie, she doesn't relieve him. You know what I mean? I mean, that is possible. She could do that for him.
Explain how.
Well, you know, like with the hands, you know, the rubber glove that, you know.
Oh, the rubber glove, yeah.
Just, you know, lock the door, put the table against it. Maybe he lays on it, you know.
You put some thought into this.
But they didn't, yeah. Yeah, but it was just one session.
Right.
See how they're like trying so hard to kiss.
You could do it.
Talk about betting. It's an oven mitt. It's an oven mitt.
Talk about safe sex. Wasn't this part of your act, your comedy act in the 80s? No, talk about safe sex.
She was also an ode to Billy Joel. Billy Joe. You know that one.
Oh, from the 80s.
No, it was the same time. It was like 78 or something.
Oh, all right, different one.
Ode to Billy
Jack?
No, Billy Jack was what we saw. She was in Johnny Dangerously, and she was in 5 episodes of Law and Order. She didn't do much, but she had a career.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it seems like a lot.
Today's graduation day.
Yay.
There's mom and dad.
Wow. He's the only guy wearing a tie in this guy. No, is that true? There's some other Californians wearing a tie.
Now, when the mom dies, Mike Brady finds a lovely lady who was raising 3 bubble girls of her own. But they were all alone. Okay, so the movie does a cheap trick here. It's like they're calling Todd's name, and where is he? Where is he? Oh, no, is he in trouble? Is he missing? What's going on? And then he's there. It's a real cheap movie, TV trick. Yay!
Oh, yay!
Where could he have been? Behind the bleacher?
Is he giving the commencement speech?
Yeah.
We can't hear you. The bubble.
Yeah, I got the bubble. Yeah.
Yeah, USA.
Bubble.
Do a push up.
With the clap.
Oh no, son! Don't do a push up.
Now this is when it's going to be Todd. Todd, I get to move away from you, and it's all thanks to you. Look at the rabbit ear.
Oh yeah, well, that's high tech stuff. He's a rich family. They could afford a rabbit ear on the TV set.
Yeah. Well, that Brady money came in handy.
I'm going to Queens, New York. Really?
Am I right? No, it's Brooklyn. Wait, where's Bed-Stuy? Do you know? Pratt is at Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's Brooklyn. That's where she's going.
Is that Brooklyn?
I think I was thinking of Fordham in Queens, but...
Oh, poor bubble boy.
Yeah. So now it's going to be... He called the doctor over to say, when am I getting the fuck out of this? You know, my own immunities have been building up all my life. There is no cure. If I come out of here, am I going to die right away? And he's like, well, I don't know. He knows nothing. So he tells him, do not leave this bubble. And he just yeses him to death.
Bellamy has not aged 59. He looks the same.
Yeah, he was just as old.
From the beginning of the movie.
A lot of actors have that, especially the old bag ones. You know, that Vereen Watson was also in The Mother on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So she would go on to do much more than Welcome Back, Kotter. Todd!
Was she Viv? Or wasn't there like... Yeah.
Yeah, her name was Viola, which was V. Smith on The Fresh Prince of...
Steve.
Playing Will Smith's mother's character. She voiced Dee Dee on Hanna-Barbera's animated series Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels. And she was on Young and the Restless. Show.
Well, you got me a Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels.
I had that lunchbox.
Captain Caveman.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah, with him. I had that haircut.
With curlers.
So he's done with high school. And listen, he gets to live at home. That's pretty cool.
Okay, so.
Like, you graduated high school, you got to leave.
He's like, I got to leave the bubble. Even if I die, I mean, I'm going to lose my girl. She's going off to college. Sure, not right away, but this will not stand.
I'm out of here.
That's right. That's his decision.
Could be worse. It could be a tech bubble. Way in the tech bubble.
Was it a tech bubble? Oh no, you're in a real estate housing bubble. That's gonna pop, John. You gotta get out of there.
Oh no, you haven't left the Trump administration. You're in a Trump bubble. Oh, the worst kind.
Congratulations to Joe Biden, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he listens to our show, so when he hears it, he'll be excited.
I think his son does.
Well, a listen is a listen, so.
Yeah, listen is a listen. We're not judging.
No. And also, there is the PlayStation 4 fund, Venmo at Spiegelmania. Come on, you can do it, John. You can cross it.
What's a PlayStation 4?
Oh, my PlayStation 4 died during quarantine, so I figured if people want to donate, they can give me a new PlayStation 4.
I don't even know what a PlayStation's for. Okay, he's out. He's out, and he's not dead. And there's mom and dad.
Right.
Sleeping.
Sex for months, and he has this one.
You see how the director puts the suit in front of the camera? Look how far he's come. What
he's
is he wearing?
Outside.
He's touching everything. I'm still alive.
He can do it.
The thing is,
he's not going to kill me.
He would just get sick. He wouldn't die, you know, in 2 seconds.
The other two kids, he shouldn't really. It shouldn't be seen where he walks out like.
Now, he's never done this before. He's never been. He's never been outside, really. You know, he's never felt how high the sky is, what the wind feels like, the, you know.
Wow.
And the music's swelling.
The way he moves, the way he struts. I'm going to fuck this tree.
Yeah, he's more than a tree hugger. Paul Williams does the theme song.
He's caressing a tree.
Paul Williams does the theme song, you know, who we know from the music from that gangster film with the kids we saw. That was great.
Oh, Bugsy.
Bugsy. It's like, whoa, holy shit, Todd, didn't you know I was just kidding? I didn't really want you to touch me.
Yeah, so quite a much. You could figure this out after. Oh.
He's like, it's softer than I ever imagined. Yeah. So he's like, take me riding.
Oh, really? Wow, he's really going balls out.
Yep. You might catch a horse disease. She likes it.
Yeah. They're going to go horse. She's helping him. She's going to get this guy sick.
And he will sit on the saddle. I don't know if you've ever done it before, but his crotch will definitely be bumping, bumping, bumping into you know what.
Well, that's probably what he wants.
Yeah, well, I said, what she. So she goes, where are we going? And he goes, Thermopolis! Yay! The movie's over.
Oh my gosh. And they go off into the sunset, into the California sunset.
Right.
The boy in the plastic bubble meets the girl who has her own horse.
She ran calling wildfire.
That's she the ABC home. Movie of the week.
Dun, dun,
see if we recognize PJ Souls.
Paul Williams song.
Paul Williams.
Terrible song.
Oh, he's singing right now, huh? Let's see.
What would they say if we up and moved away? Terrible song.
Terrible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you can just take a second and stop blowing your nose and stop crying into your handkerchief. And, Carl, what'd you think of the movie?
I don't know. I could take it or leave it. I mean, it wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't, it was great for your show. It led to a lot of careers, you know, and also, it was the flavor of the week. You know, it was a big news story, this boy in a plastic bubble. I don't know. I didn't enjoy the film, but it was good.
Well, I don't think it's good for my show. I think, like, a good for our show, like a good for our show Travolta movie would be like Gotti or just some of the awful shit he's done.
Yeah, like, more.
But yeah, this was good though. I mean, I think we had previously watched two after school specials that were shot in our high school in the '80s.
Yeah.
And you just can't, you know, acknowledge TV movies without bringing up Boy in the Plastic Bubble or Brian's Song or The Day
yes.
After. So I am glad that we did see it. So
no,
but yeah, it was, you know,
there was no Star Trek connection at all whatsoever. Can you believe it?
Wow. That's the first.
Yeah.
Star Trek was still fresh. It was only
10 years old.
6 years ago. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad you watched Boy in the Plastic Bubble with us and listened to our podcast here on LWAFLMOYT. We do this every week, and you can download our podcast, subscribe to our podcast, download it directly off of MutinyRadio.fm, where we also stream our show every Sunday, make an afternoon of it. And we'll be back next week. Carl, the movie next week?
Yes.
It's a debut feature film from Poltergeist and Texas Chainsaw Massacre director Toby Hooper. It's a film from 1969 called Eggshells. And it is a American freak illumination experimental allegory story of a group of hippie students in Austin, Texas. So before he went all Chainsaw Massacre, he made a hippie film. And there's no trailer available on YouTube.
Okay.
But it's just the full-length movie.
All right. Why don't we do the trailer for Eggshells?
For which one?
Eggshells.
Eggshells?
Let's do the trailer.
Okay.
Now, I don't know
all
the
right.
movie, so I'm going to have to lean heavily on you to do the trailer.
Okay. Well, okay. Do you want to do the trailer, or should I start it?
I can't. I don't know the movie. In the world where shells are made of egg.
Hey, man, I'm a hippie. Me too. It's like today's counterculture is available by purchasing a ticket with your money. Wow, now I can experience a revolution. What revolution, man? We just took your $6. Whoa, I got ripped off. Come pay money to experience the hippie revolution. Eggshells. Toby Hooper's first movie. Eggshells, rated 1969 G. Rated G for 1969 movies. Eggshells. Well, that's the trailer for our next week's movie. I hope you
I cannot wait to see
your appetite. Check us out on YouTube, where our channel is called LWAFLMOYT. Carl has been syncing up the movies with our podcast, and there's a lot of great ones out there. Carl's been doing some great live, socially distanced, hygienic shows, comedy shows, if you want to experience them in New Jersey. Check out CarlSucks.com for all the information.
Bingo.
I just watched the 10 Johnny Toe movies on Netflix.
Ten of them.
Prolific Hong Kong. Yeah, I watched them all. They have The Barefooted Kid from 1993, and they have Don't Break My Heart. I forget what it was, but it's a good movie. There's some good films in there. So check them out. I recommend all of them. And we hope to see you next week. So take it easy. That was Boy in the Plastic Bubble. Bye.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman.
Hi, this is Carl. I'm Mike's friend. I wrote this song. My turn-ons are satin sheets and the way champagne tickles my nose. And I love to paint outdoors. Listen, you should follow me on Twitter. It's Jokes to Carl, the French duh, not the duh.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with more.
It's Bughouse Square. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. It's so many things. It's a mess, man. It really is. Just a fucking mess.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square, I'm,
what is a vigilante
I don't know. It turned into a hopelessly shitty day, from a worst shitty day to a bad day for this country. Let this next 2 hours of music reflect that. Although I have a lot of contributors as well, so we'll get to that. So thanks for doing what you got to do. This is Bughouse Square, it's your Mutiny Radio. You've done all you need to do.
A vigilante man. Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river. Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante men. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
I'm a shooter.